Amen. If you have your Bibles, go with me to 2 Chronicles, if you would. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 34. Pastor Chad preached something on this person a little bit a month or two ago, but I'm going in a totally different direction. But I want you to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 34, one of my favorite stories in the Word of God. Amen. I'm glad I got a Bible I can trust in. Amen. I'm glad it's real. There's a bunch of people fighting about it, but I'm just going to decide I got the preserved Word of God. You can decide what you want, but I think I got the Bible, and I'm glad of it. Say amen right now. Now tonight, our Awana leaders are out training tonight, so some of the teenagers and some of the young people who ordinarily wouldn't be here is in the service tonight. So I'm going to preach some to them, y'all. I'm going to lay off some of you. No, I'm not going to lay off you, but I am going to talk to some of our young people. And I hope you young people brought your Bible. I hope you did, because I want you to see this. Stand with me, 2 Chronicles 34. If you're there, say amen. Amen. I just got a thought on my mind. I've been thinking about it all week. And I want to say this, I'm glad for the young people that go to our church.
Amen.
Great group. And I want to tell all of them, I want you to serve God, want you to love God, want you to do right. You're facing school here tomorrow, some of you in Putnam County, and then I think Kanawha County goes back Monday. And I believe you can be a difference in your school if you want to be. Say amen right there. And look with me at 2 Chronicles 34. If you're there, say again, say amen.
Amen.
Verse 1, Josiah was 8 years old. Now hold a minute. When he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. Now I want to illustrate. A.J. Smith, come up here. A.J. just turned 9, but he'll do. Hurry up, A.J. Come on, son. Now I want you to look at this. Now, this is facts. Come up here, son. You love your preacher?
Yeah.
And that was a little louder. Do you love your preacher?
Yes.
Better. Now, imagine this. Because this is literally what happened. Josiah was his age when he took over. We're always saying the church of tomorrow. We're always saying they're not relevant today. But if you study that scripture right there, Josiah started the same age AJ is. Thank you, AJ. Some of you look at me and say, you're kidding me. No, when God's in something, He can take a young person and make a difference. Y'all stay with me there. I'm going somewhere tonight. I'm starting to sense a little preaching in my body. Amen. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. And he did that which, listen, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And walked in the ways of David his father. And inclined neither to the right nor to the left. Now listen to this. For in the 8th year of his reign, that means now he's 16. Start it. Aaron, come here. Come here, Aaron. So, Josiah's grown up. He is now a 16-year-old. Still serving God. Somebody help me preach. Still loving God. By the way, I still believe that we can reach this next generation, and this next generation can make a difference if we'll just equip them and help them and pray for them and ask God to be with them. Thank you, Aaron.
Amen.
Are we doing good yet?
Yes, sir.
Y'all stay with me. I'm starting to sense a little preaching me. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David, his father. And in the 12th year, or when he was 20, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves, and carved images and molded images. And they break down the altars of Balaam in his presence, and the images that were on high above them, he cut down, and boy, glory to God. And the groves and the carved images and the molded images, and he break them in pieces and made dust of them and strode it upon the graves of them that had sacrificed unto them. Somebody help me here a little bit. So did he in the cities of Manasseh and Ephraim and Simeon, and even unto Naphtali with their mattocks round about. And when he had broken down the altars and the groves and had beaten the graven images into powder and cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. And there's a lot more reading. And by the way, you can get the connecting chapters. They're in chapter 22 and 23 of 2 Kings. They parallel each other. It's a great study. And you go home and read them, you'll get some blessings. Our Father, right now I ask you to help me to preach like I've never preached before. I want to stir our young people. I want to stir our parents. I want us to believe that these young people can be used of God. Well, they don't have to follow the devil. They don't have to succumb to their friends. They don't have to run with the crowd. They still can do great things. Lord, I pray that you empower them as they go to school, and that you empower them as they come to church in their youth groups, that we'll see great things happen. I already asked you to pray for Brother Grant Humphrey as he's getting ready to come here and be our youth pastor. I pray for all the Awana leaders. The highways and hedges are going to start soon. We're going to reach some kids that are absolutely their families have given up on them. But God, I pray that you'll help us as we nurture them and lead them and guide them. They'll do great things for you. In Jesus' name, for his sake, amen. You may be seated. After the reign of Solomon, you know the background of the scripture, and I'm not going to go in a lot of detail because of time. After the reign of Solomon, the nation of Israel was divided into the northern kingdom and into the southern kingdom. Now, if you do much Bible studies, and I know you do, the northern kingdom, they never produced any good kings. They're just wicked. That crowd was wicked. That's why Hosea said they were half-baked. They were wicked. Now, the southern kingdom had a kind of a mixed bag. If there was a good king, it came out of the southern kingdom of Judah and Benjamin. Now, the Bible said, and this is the Bible, and brother, you said, well, I don't know how that's possible that an 8-year-old boy could take over. Well, whether you think it's possible or not, the Bible said it, so I believe it. Amen. Come on now. And he ruled after his father. By the way, his father was Amnon, and his father was wicked. How many of you know who his granddaddy was? Don't all of you jump up at once. Manasseh. You know Manasseh, he was wicked. And his great-granddaddy was Hezekiah. Remember when Hezekiah said, set your house in order, you're going to die. And he prayed for 15 more years, and God gave him 15 more years. But you know what happened in those 15 years? He had a boy named Manasseh, and Manasseh turned out to be a devil. Manasseh turned out to be an ungodly man. Manasseh was a wicked man. And then Manasseh had a son named Amnon, and Amnon was wickeder than he was. He was ungodly. And then his offspring, Josiah, was going to take the office. And the Bible said even in verse 3, while he was yet young, he did right. And let's listen to me. Young people, don't wait till you're 30 years old. A lot of people say, well, let my kids grow. Let them sow some wild oats. No, I don't believe that. I think we need to train them now. I think we need to pour the Word of God into them now. I think they need God right now. I think they can serve God right now. I think they can make a difference right now. Somebody help me. The last 10 years of my life, God has told me to put everything I've got, the whole kit and caboodle, into the next generation. You said, why, preacher? Because it's worth it. If America's going to survive, it's going to be because there's a group of young people that says, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to serve God while I'm young. I'm going to do right. I'm going to live right. Whether you're a football player on the football team, whatever you do in your high school, you do not have to succumb to the devil. You can live right.
Amen.
Amen. Let me give you. I'm not going to give you all my sub points, Lord God. I'll be here till 10 o'clock. I'm just going to give you some main truths. Let's go home. First of all, I want you to notice his early preparation. His early preparation. And this is important here. He was absent in a good example. He was not raised with one good example. Not one. His daddy was a bad example. His granddaddy was a bad example. And some of you might say, well, Preacher Smith, can kids like that make it that don't maybe have great parents?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, they can make it. Yes, they make it. If they can make it to God and they can trust God and they can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you look at me, they can make a difference. We have two clubs here. We have a Wanna Club, basically for the church kids that come all the time. And then we got a Highways and Hedges Club. And I want you to know something. I'm not going to lie to you. It's tough business. On Sunday night, they all told us that can happen. On Sunday night, we start running buses. We've got 9 bus routes. 9. We'll be reaching 150 to 200 different kids than the church kids that normally come on Sunday night. And you know what's happened? That some of them got saved. You know what's happening also? Hey, I want you to know something. They ain't been raised like some of your kids. And I want you to know something. If you're a godly parent here tonight and you got a child tonight, you need to pour all you got into your child. Read the Bible to them. Have a family altar. Love on them because there's a lot of kids that don't have that. You know what Taze Valley's doing right now? We're producing a father and a mother for those kids, those wayward kids, because hey, by the way, some of them went to camp this year. Some of them went to teen camp this year. Some of them made a difference this year. God touched a lot of them this year. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying if you get hooked into God, young person, and you love God, you can make a difference, and you need to serve God while you're young.
Amen.
Stay with me. Look at verse number 3. Look at verse number 3. The Bible said, for in his 8th year, that's when he's become 16 years old, while he was yet young. Aaron, 16, is yet young. He had an eager pursuit. But see, he did not pursue after his daddy Amon. Nor did he pursue after his grandfather, Manasseh. The Bible said he pursued after David. Hey, how many think David would be a good person to pursue? Because he was a man after God's own heart. And I used to preach, but David had some slip-ups. Well, have you not had some slip-ups? But I want you to know something. He went right to the throne of David, for example. Right to King David, for example. You know, I'll say something to some of you young people. There's some men in this room, and your pastor being one of them, that wants to help you. Hey, you ever want me to pray for you? You come to my office. You come right on the side. This pastor wants to make, I want to spend some time. I want to spend some capital on you. I want to put some of my investment in you. You said, I had one where a young man came today and asked a favor of me, and I did it for him, and he's in here tonight. I did it for him. I did a favor for him. I stepped out and by faith and did it for him. Because you said, why? Because I believe in him. Because I believe he can do something for God. He's eagerly pursuing God. He wants to get into full-time ministry, getting ready to go to college. I want to tell you, we need to invest in this generation, and we need to tell them they can serve God. They can keep serving God even while they're young. I think of little Leah back there. Where you at, Leah? Oh, you're getting shy on me. This summer got called to the mission field. 15. Am I right? 15? 16. 16. Same age he was. And he was eagerly pursuing. You know what I'm saying? Can I chase a rabbit? Why would parents, when you've got a godly child that looks like they're going to do something great for God, why would you take the water and put out their fire? Hello? I mean, they got God on them. Some's already got called to preach. Some of them already doing something for God. Here's how you throw the water on them. Well, I don't mind you going to this. I don't want you to go to Christian school. I don't know if you can make a living. If they said they're sold out to full-time ministry, let them go. Amen. They say, I don't know if they'll make a living or not. You just throw some more water on them. You know what we need? When we got eager teenagers and eager young people, you know what we need? We need to fan the flame. We don't need to throw the water on. Somebody help me preach right there. Amen. Some of you parents might get a little ugly with me right now, but that's okay. You just go ahead and get ugly with me. You want the best for your child? You want the will of God for your child? You want happiness for your child? You want them to serve God, be happy their whole life? Or do you want them to burn out because you didn't set an example and you did not prompt them to serve God? Help us tonight to preach the word of God.
Amen.
Now let's go on. Look at verse 4 and 5. Boy, this is where it's getting down to. It's getting tough now. Y'all there? Let me go on into verse 3. A little bit, read a little more, and I'll take you right into verse 3, 4, 5, and on. And I'll even share a little bit of what it said in Kings. Now let's look at it. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David. And in the 12th year, that means he was 20. How many 20-year-olds in the room tonight? So there they are. Look at them. 20-year-old. When he was 20, look what it said. When he was, his 12th year being 8 plus 12, 20, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and carved images and molded images. And they break down the altars of Balaam in his presence. And the image that were on high above, he cut down. Whew. And the groves and the carved images and the molded images, he break in pieces and made dust of them and strolled it upon the graves of them that had sacrificed unto them. And if you go over into Kings, he even spied out sepulchres of them heathens. I'm telling the truth. He spied out sepulchres and went into the sepulchres, got the bones out of the sepulchres, and went and burned them. Grab that one. 20 years old. They tell you 20-year-olds, you can't make it today. You've got to succumb to this world. No, you don't. He purged. He embraced what was good. He done right. But I'll tell you what else he done. He eradicated what was bad.
Amen.
I'm going to say something to you young people, and I might as well. Hey, I'm being plain tonight. Some of you need to eradicate some of your social media junk.
Amen.
You need to eradicate some of the movies you go to.
Amen.
You need to eradicate some of the friends you hang with.
Amen.
You don't need hip-hop.
No.
You don't need some kind of worldly music. You need to eradicate that. Serve God.
Amen.
I look back. Young boy, by the way, back, I was looking for you all ago, Gage. Hey, Gage. Gage is 14, right? 14? He went to school today. Do you know what he done yesterday? Day before school. He went out. He went out there. Put me bopping with his buddies. You want to know where he was? I'm going to tell you. I like for you to do this. When you go out of the church tonight, go to the left. Go on the other side of the new part of the building and look at the pit. That's our what we call the pit, the retention pond. And brother, new pastor, Tyler. Tyler did a great job Sunday. I wish y'all had heard him. But I want to tell you something about new pastor Tyler. He poured some of his life into Gage yesterday. And they went out and weed-eated the whole pit. So why? They just want to serve God. Just wanted to do, somebody help me preach. Just want to do something for God. You said, preacher, why are you preaching this tonight? These kids are getting ready to go to college, some of them. Some of them getting ready to go to high school. Some of them getting ready for the first time to go into elementary school. And we need to tell them they can make a difference. They can make a difference. I'll tell you what he done. I got to be careful. I get in trouble enough. I do get in trouble, Chad. He even broke down the sodomites' houses. Read it. It's in there. He went right down into the devil's territory. Broke it all down. Broke the groves down. Broke the sodomites' houses down. Killed the whole bunch. You said, what in the world was he? He was a young man that wanted to serve God, that believed in God, started at 8, continued at 16, and then at 20 he was in high gear. Hey, by the way, come here, skinny. You make me sick at my stomach. You say, what do you think about, this is Aaron's bigger brother. What's your name?
Andrew.
You love God.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what. You know what Andrew's decided to do? His poor mom's about to go crazy. You know what he's decided to do? He's going 3,400 miles away to go to college. To Lancaster Baptist College. Or West Coast, I'm sorry. Right?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing that for? Just tell everybody why you're doing that for.
I want to serve God.
Say that, man.
I just want to serve God.
Say it real loud.
I just want to serve God.
How old are you?
17.
Say that one more time. This is really good.
I just
want
to serve God.
How many other young people you just want to serve God? Come on now. I just want to serve God. I want to serve God. I want to serve. Yes, son, I see you. God bless you. And we'll let you. We want you to serve God. We're going to enable you to serve God. Whew. We have fun tonight. What time is it, Chad? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Got some more preaching to do, Joe. Let's look at more of the eventual progression. If you look at verse 14, here's what happened. Now this young man, now 20, you know what he's going to do now? He is going to raise some money. Raise some money. The temple had been run down and he's going to restore the temple. And guess what they done? They went and started picking up the boards. You can imagine them.
Oh, yeah.
picking up all the garbage out of the temple, starting nailing things. And all of a sudden they saw. You know what they found? The book of the law. Young people, mom and dad, do you know what your kids and what you need more than anything? You need to saturate yourself in the Word of God. Now, there's a lot of debate. Some people say it's like the five books of the Pentateuch. I personally am not sure of that. I know it's a book of law. Most people believe it's Deuteronomy, but whatever you want to believe, don't matter. All I'm telling you, it was God's Word. What's going to make a champion? What's going to make a young person succeed? What's going to make adults succeed? What's going to help you through the tough time? The Word of God. Then he got 18 years into this thing. Then he became 26. See, here's the problem. It is much easier to take an 8-year-old and keep molding them. And by the time they're 26, they're going to do something for God. Then try to get somebody that's 26 or 30 or 40 and start then. If you've got a young person in really wanting to work for God, man, put your arm around them tonight. When you get ready, they're going to go to school tomorrow. Put your arm around them tonight. Pray for them. Help them to be a witness. Help some of you teenagers. Hey, by the way, you can do this. Go back there and get some of them tracts and put in your pocketbook and your billfold and take them to school. They cannot stop you from passing them out. And take your King James Bible with you.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
They can't stop you. You've got rights too. Because that bunch of heathen trying to push God out, we're going to put God in.
Yeah.
See, Monday we started Fuel Club and Hurricane and Fuel Club in Winfield. You say, why y'all doing that anyway? Because we want revival in our schools. We want God to do something in our schools. Let me hurry. Two more things. Just two little tiny thoughts. I tell you what, this whole nation was getting ready to go into captivity. Am I right or wrong? Guess what? God sent a prophetess to him and said he would be spared the captivity. That's what I call exclusive peace. Not only eventual progression, but exclusive peace. I want you to know something. There's nothing like the peace of Jesus. When you sell out as a young person, mom, dad, you can get a peace of God that passes all understanding. And you don't have to be in captivity. You don't have to be bound by sin. You don't have to run with the crowd and live like a devil. You can live free and wonderful and blessed. God help us tonight. I'm done. I'm doing all right, Chet. Lastly, get your Bibles. Go back to 2 Kings with me. I want to show you one verse. If you haven't shouted yet, maybe we'll on this one. Go to 2 Kings chapter 23 and go to verse 25. Now this is in the Bible, Chad. See, it's right to lead your kids right. Kids, it's right for you to serve God. I want, y'all, how many is that verse? Say amen if you're that verse. 2 Kings 23, 25. You're there, say amen. Alright. AJ started at your age. He went to Aaron's age. Then he got up to Blake's age. How many 26 year olds are here? Raise a hand if you're willing to admit it. Or close. Okay. That's alright. Don't matter. Look at 25. Are you there? And they're talking about him. He done wiped out the wizards and the familiar spirits in verse 24. And listen to what it says. And like unto him was there not a king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart. You want to see it about Josiah? Ain't nobody came before him that had a heart like he had. But listen to the rest of this. And with all his soul and with all his might, according to the law of Moses. Listen to this. Neither after him rose there any like him. I want all the young people under 18 to stand. All of you. All of you under 18. Now I want you to do me a favor. I want all of you to come around this altar. Just come up here. You don't have to bow. I just want you to stand. This is not all of our young people. This is a good group of them. Chad, I want you to, let's get down the middle of them. Come on, just circle here. Come on, I don't care if you're Hurricane, Winfield, Poker. Now, circle in around me. Come on, come on. Circle. Y'all come on around me. Get in around. Come on. Come on. Jay, get in here. Come here. I love y'all. I want the best out of you. I'm for you. I want you to know if you ever have a need, you come to this preacher, okay? I want to help you. And what I'm going to do for you tonight, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to talk to God for you. Father, as we all bow here with these young people, I want to pray for them. I want to pray for the next Josiah. I want to pray for the next Jacobin. I want to pray, God, that you would move in these young people's heart like you've never moved before. Thank you for them. Thank you. I've watched them this summer, serve God. And love your word and care. And I pray right now, God, you'd overshadow them. Put a hedge around them. Help them get some tracks to take school tomorrow. Help them to go in their bold as lions. Help them to face adversity with the power of God. And Lord, we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen. Thank you. Sing a little something, Lois, and we'll... If there's anybody, maybe there's some parents who would like to pray for your kids. You ought to come. Yes, amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Amen.
No turning back.
If you ever need a preacher, come to his office just for prayer. You come. Mom and Dad, if you're having a struggle and the devil's fighting your kids, you bring them. You come in. Let me pray with you. I want to help your family. I want to be a blessing to you. Let's pray dismiss. Our Father, thank you for the good hour of service. Thank you for some champions right in this room. That I believe there's some Josiahs. It's going to make a difference. And I got to ask you to bless them and help them. We pray in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. God bless you. Good night. I love you.